Isaac was getting bored. He wished he had a book, a new one. His mother had allowed him to pack only one, from the mixed-up files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler, and he hadn't argued because he thought they were going away for a long weekend, not forever. He had finished it the first 2 days on the road before they met Zeke. He could reread it, but the book made him sad. If you were going to run away from home, you should have an adventure. Do something important and thrilling, like the brother and sister in the book. You shouldn't just drive from town to town, sitting in motel rooms that looked alike and watching the same television shows you could have watched back home. That is, if you were allowed to watch all the cartoons you wanted back home. Isaac looked around the shoddy motel room with its worn carpet and tattered wallpaper. He thought about asking his mother if they were poor now, but he didn't want to do it in Zeke's hearing. Because if they had lost all their money, that would be a private thing. His father wouldn't want other people to know about it. His father was very proud, but it would explain a lot if they were poor. It might even explain why they had left. In the story of Hansel and Gretel, the father and the stepmother took the children to the forest because they didn't have enough to eat. Maybe his mother had been planning to let them go in the forest, then decided she couldn't do it. Or maybe that was Zeke's plan, although he wasn't a step-parent. He was mean enough to be a step-parent. Isaac's mother and Zeke talked about money all the time, about the cost of everything, in a way his father never had. They had started out with a thick envelope of money, but his mother had given much of it to the big, hairy man who gave her the car, the papers, and the shoebox. Isaac's mother had cried, accusing the man of taking too much of her money. The man had said the car was cheap, but the things she needed to drive the car came a little...